This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Happy Labor Day weekend. Okay, all right. Now, some of you may be like, wait a second, if it's Labor Day weekend, why is Dahlia working, all right? Who's working? You guys heard the news yesterday. Apparently, census data revealed that a third of Americans are on welfare. I can't take no day off then. I mean, we gotta work to support a third of our country. So, no day off for me. I mean, I'm gonna let my staff off, but, I'm still working. I mean, wow. A third of Americans are receiving some sort of government handout. I hate using the word handout, but, assistance. Let's say assistance. That's probably a better word. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how marijuana is probably going to be what gets us out of this mess. They say California is expecting a huge economic boom the more they legitimize illegal marijuana use and make it more legal. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about more news on Ebola. So Labor Day weekend or not, we got a busy show, but we're never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. There's a big, big push to now raise the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour across the board. And, you know, seeing a third of Americans now on welfare benefits, it's because more people make money and do better on the food stamps, Medicaid, et cetera, than actually working a job. This is where we've come to. All right. They're talking about food stamps, subsidized housing, temporary assistance for needy families, et cetera. They say at the end of 2012, 83 million people were collecting Medicaid. 51.5 million were on food stamps, some benefiting from multiple programs. All right. Michael Tanner from the Cato Institute says that in the eight most generous states, the benefits, if you look at government benefits, they are comparable to $20 an hour minimum wage. Whereas minimum wage right now in most states is $7.25. No wonder the Tsarnaev Boston Marathon bomber was living on Medicaid or living on welfare. Because, he could create his bombs. He didn't have time to work. He had to create the Boston Marathon bomb. He didn't have time to work. So he took in the government funds, et cetera. Medicaid, I support because I feel that, you know, this society can't be sick. A sick society can't be a healthy society. Right? So, as far as I'm concerned, that's hands down. We need to make sure we have a decent Medicaid program. However, why does Medicaid have to be free? You know, maybe Medicaid recipients should pay $5 once in a blue moon. Okay, maybe the problem is everything is free. Now, mind you, I understand it's really hard to apply. And I understand it takes a lot of work to apply for government benefits. I get that. But I wonder if things would change if people realized that things weren't free. Now, this is a quote I brought up a while back on the show. This was a Scottish history professor at the University of Edinburgh. He wrote this back in 1787. This was in his Fall of the Athenian Republic dissertation. And he wrote this about the Athenian Republic dying 2,000 years prior. And he says, a democracy is always temporary in nature. It cannot exist as a permanent form of government. This is the one who basically suggested that democracies really don't live more than 200 years. He said the majority always votes for the candidates who promise the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that every democracy will finally collapse due to loose fiscal policy, which is always followed by a dictatorship. This was written back in 1787. 1787. Okay? This could be somebody's a blog today. He wrote, the average age of the world's greatest civilizations from the beginning of history has been about 200 years. During those 200 years, these nations always progressed through the following sequence. One, from bondage to spiritual faith. From faith gave great courage. From courage to liberty. From liberty to abundance. Abundance to complacency. Complacency to apathy. Apathy to dependence. And here we are. From dependence, we could risk going back into bondage. Now, you know, this was a quote we brought up a while back. I think my husband had found it. And he said, this is kind of shocking. I can't believe this was written back in the 1700s. All right? And not even by an American. This was a Scottish history professor. The dependents, one third of us, are requiring government assistance. What is wrong with that? And a lot of the current workers are feeling worked to death. I talk to my patients. I mean, even us. We have never made so little money and felt so overworked that even we are thinking about taking my huge practice and just scaling it down to something really, really small. Most of my money goes to taxes anyway. It's hard to think that a third of every month of 12-hour days is just going out, you know, up to, you know, the government that mismanages money. Now, mind you, I want to pay for the schools. I want to pay for roads. I want to pay for our sick. I want to make sure blind children, autistic children, our veterans get benefits. I'm fine with that. But, you know, a lot of people aren't, and they're getting tired. They're really getting tired. And it looks like it's a hell of a lot easier to just throw your arms up and say, I am going to figure out how I could get some government aid. And this looks like maybe that's the plan. Apathy leads to dependence. Dependence brings us back to bondage. Is marijuana going to save us? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Justin, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all so much for tuning in. Happy Labor Day weekend. On the show this week, we talked about a lot of things. We gave you the latest updates on Ebola. We had talked about medically induced comas as it relates to Joan Rivers, 81-year-old comedian. We all know Joan Rivers, phenomenal personality, hero in the comic world, has been able to entertain multiple generations. Unfortunately, she went into cardiorespiratory arrest. She was rushed to Mount Sinai Hospital, put into a quote-unquote medically induced coma. From what we understand, she was probably... right, guys, we're back. Wasn't that groovy music? You see what we do? We make you listen to elevator music while we're having technical issues. Problem is, it's Labor Day weekend, so all the equipment I have is probably like, wait a second, I don't care if you want to be working. I don't. So my equipment started to fall apart there, I guess it did. No, I'm not going to open up a fund. You guys can deal with it. You can deal with some elevator music once in a while. All right, so we were talking about how dogs are eating the dead Ebola bodies. We'll talk about that later. First, I want to hit this medical marijuana industry that is going to be transformed into the legitimate marijuana industry. And they think California marijuana market is poised to absolutely explode. Apparently, the Washington and Colorado has been doing pretty well. Medical marijuana use is allowed in California, but from what I understand, a lot of the little cities within California, some pay taxes, some don't, etc. They say right now they're expecting the industry overall to grow to $2.6 billion from $1.5 billion last year, according to the ArcView Group, which is a San Francisco-based marijuana research and investment firm. They say in 5 years that number could swell to more than a $10 billion industry. They are trying to get the legislation measure on the 2016 ballot in California to then legalize marijuana. Now, the state, very interestingly, and no shock here, was one of the first ones to actually legalize pot for medicinal use. All right, but it has not been yet legally approved for the overall adult population. However, they still have the largest state market. Despite what's happening with Colorado and Washington, they still have the largest state market at $980 million. So you could just imagine once they get to go full legal. So I'm not making a push for this. I'm just, you know, kind of saying the facts here. No matter how much we think this could be a mistake, it's happening. And I guess all we could do right now is try to look at the good, although I'm really, really nervous about the logistics. I have no idea how they're going to deal with the lawsuits that are already ensuing between worker and employer, where a worker is getting fired for having marijuana on board, testing positive in their bloodstream, but they're considering it a disability because they have a medical marijuana card. You know, I don't think we're ready for the logistics. However, it's definitely giving lawyers, accountants, apparently real estate brokers, I mean, so many other people jobs. I think I read somewhere, this is mercurynews.com, I think I read somewhere that already the market has given about, here we go, an estimated 100,000 Californians already are employed in the cannabis industry, either as growing pot, servicing suppliers and their customers, etc. And it's not even fully legal there. That's just the medical marijuana industry employs over 100,000 people. Whoa. We've talked about marijuana. There was a very, very interesting study now that's come out, which is something we talked about on the show, that where overdose deaths are falling wherever medical marijuana is legal, because people are using less drugs, heroin, oxy, Vicodin, the hydrocodone, oxycodone, etc. They say a study in the U.S., we're like Australia. They say prescription drug deaths have been rising for a decade. This is being reported out of an Australian newspaper. They found the opposite trend in 13 states where medical marijuana use had been legalized. They say prescription drug overdose deaths dropped in the states by a quarter. Australia has had its own share also of opioid deaths, and this was a paper coming out of that. Thank God for the internet, because I get to see what everybody else is writing and what's going on worldwide. But, you know, we haven't had enough time to study medical marijuana. So the only evidence we really, really have are a lot of anecdotal cases and maybe some small studies here and there. So marijuana is becoming legalized faster than we could even study it and know what to use it for. You know, right now, We don't have any idea as to if it interferes with your heart medication or your Coumadin, your blood thinners, let's say, or if it would mix with certain brand names over generics. We have no idea. We don't have any idea what marijuana does is because marijuana comes in all shapes and sizes. You got the good pot, you got the bad pot, you got the real deep quality stuff, you got the poor quality stuff, you got people inhaling differently than others, you have some little dubs igniting and burning through faster than others, some people may consume faster. I mean, there's no way to accurately test this. Alright, however, we do notice on the whole, less blood pressure issues. We're starting to see evidence of decreased insulin resistance. Hence, it may be able to be used in our diabetic medicine regimen. I know that's going to be, isn't it? Dude, I got diabetes. I taste sweet. I don't know. I don't really know how a diabetic on marijuana sounds. But I guess it would be something similar to that. So, as a doctor, I've had to come to the realization that medical marijuana is going to start replacing and edging its doobie way into our medical regimens for many people. I just don't know how logistically cities are going to handle it. But it may be what kind of gets us out of this recession temporarily. Still, don't know what we're going to do about a third of the population being on welfare. That's tough.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 33 minutes past the hour on this lovely Labor Day weekend. I hope you guys are all doing well. A lot of sales out there. We kind of reviewed some of the Labor Day sales yesterday. Best Buy and Sears and, I don't know, I think Gap and, I don't know, all these stores out there, Target. Okay, a lot of good sales supposed to happen. Too bad you can't check the price before the sale to see if it goes down. I usually start my Christmas shopping early, like October, because I'm afraid a lot of the prices go up right before sales and holiday time. But some of the sales are accurate. You know, you just want to always know the product you're buying before you rush off to a sale. So if you know a washer and dryer costs X amount of money for that brand, and then you're like, but I'm going to wait till Labor Day weekend or Memorial Day weekend sale or Thanksgiving sale or whatever the heck, then you kind of know if you're getting gypped or not. But it sounds like there's some real, real good sales going on. It also sounds like there's a lot of businesses starting to do like what Target does, where you get their credit card, you automatically get 5% off or 10% off and cash back, et cetera. Yeah, Discover originally started that. That was cool. You get money back. It's very little, and it barely touches the interest on the credit card, but it's nice to think you're getting something back. Just remember, every time you apply for these things, it dings your credit. But not that I'm now all of a sudden a financial analyst, but just be careful out there, okay? Some of you guys are seeing little sprouts of the economy start to, kind of sprout, I should say. And you want to start buying things, and you're looking at your credit scores, and you're like, whoa, really? My credit score is still that bad? It's not because you've been you've been not paying your bills. It's every time you try to take on these credit cards. I mean, I've been doing it too. I think Best Buy has something like that. So Target has it, Best Buy. Have fun this weekend, okay? Nobody should be stampeding anybody else. Hopefully you get some good deals, all right? Hopefully you buy healthy things. Hopefully you buy me a present. I would like that. You know, my job is hard. This is really, really difficult to do. It is. Look at all the work I put into the show. Look at that. Yeah, I know. With my computer crashing and all that, I could use a new washer and dryer. I've been using the same one for, 14 years? My father used to fix appliances. My father was an appliance repairman. So he'd go to people's houses and fix appliances. One of the celebrities, we used to live in L.A., one of the celebrities, I don't know if it was her refrigerator, it was Adrienne Barbeau. This is when she was really big on Maude, you know, and my father, you know, recognized her. He's like, she was very beautiful. Yeah. So my mom's like, you fixed what? I just fix a refrigerator. That's all I do. Anyway, whenever my, appliances go down, what do? You know, well, we try to call a repair. We get a new one, okay? I could sure use some of my dad's advice now. Never listen to him. I never wanted to learn about appliances, ever. I didn't really care about appliances. So you got the compressor, and you take the Frigidaire, and you do it. I'm like, what? I just want the food in the fridge. I really don't care. He tried to teach me. Gosh, I wish I wasn't so stupid as a kid. I would really love to learn. I mean, I'm really grateful for all the stuff I learned about with cars, but now you lift up the hood, and a car engine doesn't even look like an engine anymore. There's all this plating and digital computerized stuff. It's frustrating. I really miss old school. All right, let's kind of get you up to date here on Ebola. This was kind of some sad news. Apparently, 5 co-authors of a new Ebola study died of the virus before the research was even published. The study was published Thursday in the journal Science, and it had found that the Ebola virus has mutated during the outbreak, which could make it more difficult to come up with a vaccine or to come up with a treatment. Unfortunately, 5 co-authors gave their lives up, you know, not without realizing the risk they were taking. Well, they probably knew the risk, but unfortunately they died before the research was published. They were from Sierra Leone's Kenema Government Hospital Lassa Fever Facility, and they worked with lead researchers at Harvard to examine the deadliest outbreak. Apparently there were 50 co-authors. The fact that 10% died, we don't know if anybody else had been exposed, but that's always sad to hear. You know, there was a woman who was studying, estrogen in, like postmenopausal estrogen. And, she was like in heart attacks and, you know, she went on the estrogen and died of a heart attack before she finished her study. Let's go to the phone lines though. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have Jim from Las Vegas. Hey Jim, how you doing?
Pretty good, better than some, not as good as others, but any day I wake up, it's a good day.
Exactly. Amen. Yeah.
What's going on? I have a question, Dr. Dolly, about cholesterol. We know what the upper limit should be, around 200 for total cholesterol, but is there a lower limit that we should not go beyond, especially like for LDL cholesterol?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good question.
Hello?
Great. We're back again. Okay. I think what it is our elevator music really, really wants to play. Absolutely. Low LDL cholesterol, we have found, can put you at risk for depression, anxiety. They were even studying low LDL cholesterol when it came to dementia. They thought that your brain needed certain fats and cholesterol level. They even think that there's a risk of cancer with low cholesterol. So, yes, absolutely. You could be too low. The problem is we really don't have, Jim, a level that would be considered too low. I've never had a patient whose LDL dropped too low, even on statin medication. The only thing I've ever seen whenever I've given a person statin medication is, let you know, maybe their liver enzymes would elevate, or I would sometimes see their cholesterol levels rise, but I've never had somebody whose LDL dropped past 50 or 40 or 30. I would probably be concerned once the LDL drops below 30, but, I apologize that we got cut off, but my suggestion would be when you do your lipid panel, definitely show it to your doctor. And show also, let him see, the big number that I'm very concerned about is the ratio. You know, you may have high cholesterol, but you have very, very good HDL. If you have very, very good HDL, that's extremely protective. And sometimes the cardiologists go a little bit easier on your LDL management. Now, mind you, LDL, the bad cholesterol, is still a separate independent risk factor. If you have high LDL, you are still at risk for heart disease, okay? Because these things like to clog up those arteries. And if you're diabetic, you could just take whatever your cholesterol number is and triple. Diabetes really makes you clog, and it's very, very sticky. And I've seen people die with, you know, normal cholesterols of heart attacks because they were diabetic. But I would probably be concerned once your LDL starts dropping below 30. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Level that I can't even win. I am so sick of Candy Crush. I don't know why I do this to myself. You know, I play it, I get stuck on some stupid level. I don't even know what level I'm on. I'm on what? I'm on 265 with Candy Crush now. I can't get past it because they have these stupid little balloons. So while you're trying to do the job that you're, you know, supposed to do with the stupid candy, all of a sudden there's these stupid balloons that blow up. And don't get me started on that gosh darn owl. I hate that. Here you are, you're trying to do what you're supposed to do, and the stupid owl seems to fall off, and then you die. Why is an owl a part of Candy Crush? I don't know why I do this to myself. It really raises my stress level. Now I'm all ticked off. All right. Thank you for joining us. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show on this beautiful Labor Day weekend, 49 minutes past the hour, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we heard yesterday that another Ebola victim has been reported in Senegal, a neighboring country to already the countries that have already been stricken with Ebola, Sierra Leone, Liberia, etc. And what's very, very concerning is one, this hasn't been isolated yet, and we didn't expect them to work this quickly. It was also concerning that the World Health Organization this week said, look, guys, expect about 20,000 people to be infected with this. All right, you know, yeah, we're maybe up to 1,500 right now with the death toll, but many more have been exposed, thousands have been exposed, and we could probably be looking, by the time we even nail this, 20,000 people. Well, even more disturbing is now we're hearing that dogs are eating many of the bodies that are not getting buried. All right. Now, the dogs that eat a person infected with Ebola will not get sick from what we understand. However, dogs do licky licky, kissy kissy. They always go right up to your mouth to do kissies. And dogs also like to bite. So this is not good. There was reports a week or two ago that people were just leaving dead bodies in the street. People were afraid to even touch the bodies. But what's also a huge concern is the media attention that has been happening and the consequences economically. So many of these countries are getting hurt because some countries aren't flying people to, you know, countries that have villages where Ebola is. I mean, remember, these countries are big. So we hear that there's a village in Sierra Leone or Liberia, et cetera, Senegal. There's one case in Senegal, just one. Yet people are going to be afraid to travel because they think the whole country is infected. All right, you know, this is what happens when you don't know, you're unsure, and I can understand. I mean, I'd be nervous too. I'm not really traveling to West Africa anytime soon, so I'm just as guilty of that. But if these countries are seen, what happens economically and the economic impact when these villages have to be quarantined and boarded up, etc. Do you think a country is going to tell the media? Do you think a country is going to very openly call CNN or Fox News and go, hey guys, we have another one. We got a bone over here. Yeah. They may be hesitant. It would be nice for them to do it. I mean, I think it's extremely important to report to your national, health registry. I mean, anything happens in our office or in any of the hospitals where I live, we immediately call the health department, okay, and let them know what's going on because these guys track. I mean, we work very closely with that. But what if a country is freaking out about loss of commerce, lack of commerce, and media frenzy that could happen if there's one person being looked at? I mean, look at what happened in America when somebody was in New Mexico getting tested or somebody was in Sacramento getting tested. You know, I mean, really? So I'm a little nervous about that. And we don't have enough data. Now we hear that five people who were studying the disease, and you would think people who were studying it, you know, would know how to protect themselves, die. That, you know, it's concerning. An epidemiologist came down with Ebola last week. That was reported. And, some of you thought, look, you know, they make a big deal when a doctor gets it. What about the villagers? And you're 100% right. The villagers versus a doctor. I mean, we should be worried and saying prayers to the same degree. But the reason why the epidemiologist made news is for crying out loud. Now, okay, an epidemiologist is supposed to be the one who knows so much about these things. I mean, they're the ones at the forefront of this research. And they should know more about the virus than we in the media do, because these are the guys that tell us in the media what's going on with it. And if they're getting infected, now we pee in our pants going, wait a second here. All right. You know, we don't want anybody getting affected. Doctors, nurses, teachers, moms, dads, kids. We don't want anybody getting affected. But if the people who are the only ones who could figure this stuff out are dying from it, whoa, now we're up a creek. All right, so what's on the horizon? Well, England is opening up a vaccine trial. I think they have about 60 patients they're going to vaccinate. And what they are using, we talked about this yesterday on the show, what they're using is a little protein from the Ebola virus. So they're not using full Ebola virus. They're not using an attenuated one. They're not, so it's a protein of it. And the protein, the antigen, will hopefully stimulate the immune response such that these 60 people will hopefully be immune. And if we know it works and there's no side effects to them getting this antigen, boom, they could then mass produce a vaccine. This is all too slow. I'd like to know what happened, why in the past 38 years nobody's been even working on this. I mean, we really got caught with our pants down. Now, but at least, you know, somebody's working on it. Again, regular pharmaceutical companies, private companies, did not have a market. So nobody made it. And it had to take government getting involved, saying, look, guys, we'll give you money to get this done. Okay, this is exactly why we have a very, very precarious situation here, where it costs so much money to produce drugs and vaccines that if there's no market for it, companies won't do it. And now with Obamacare, where pharmaceutical companies can't make the profit that they can make, there's not a lot of incentive for them to come up with new drugs, especially if most medications now, the only ones that get covered are generics. So somebody trying to buy brand name is really up a creek. I think 80% of my patients cannot get their brand name drug. They have to get generic. So we're going to see our pharmaceutical companies fall off the map. Who's going to be doing the R&D for new drugs? This is some scary stuff. Now, this ZMapp drug is looking pretty good. They say all 18 monkeys, the ZMapp was given This was, I believe, a monoclonal antibody grown in a mouse that they gave to the doctor and the aid worker that we flew back to America in Atlanta. Wright Ball and, gosh, I'm sorry, I forgot the name of the doctor. It's at the tip of my mind, who had done well. They had been given ZMapp. It's a monoclonal antibody that was grown in a monkey. This serum was then given to, basically what they did is they grew antibodies. They injected the antibodies into the two infected individuals to go and fight the infection for them. Remember, the difference between a vaccine and an antibody treatment is a vaccine causes your body to recognize something, learn, and form the antibodies. That takes too long. When somebody's sick, they need the antibodies now. Well, if they haven't been able to make them to fight the disease because the disease came first before they made antibodies, we injected them with antibodies ourselves that were made in a mouse. You guys see the difference there? Well, they've been testing the ZMapp still, and they found that 18 monkeys exposed to a lethal dose of the Ebola all survived when given Ebola. The unlucky monkeys that got the placebo died. So these monkeys who had excessive bleeding, rashes, liver toxicity, real severe end-stage signs of Ebola reversed. So there's some hope. All right, guys, have a great Labor Day weekend. Talk to you on Tuesday. God bless.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.